Good morning, world, with news and commentary for the 16th morning of June 2005. I'm King David McKenzie. As of 11:15 Universal Coordinated Time, here's how the world's treating itself. Representative John Conyers' hearings today on the Downing Street minutes will be taking place on Capitol Hill after all. The Michigan Republican had first been blocked from using a room in the Capitol by the controlling Republicans. It will be carried live on C-SPAN 3, starting at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 11:30 a.m. on the West Coast. Also carrying it live will be Pacifica Radio at their websites, pacifica.org, and on many of their affiliated broadcast stations. The House of Representatives have defied GWB in okaying a measure by a 238-187 margin, making it tougher for the FBI to secretly gather information on what you check out of the public library or buy at the book or video shop. The Senate has not debated its version of that same bill as yet. Philip Cooney, the guy who quit the White House Council on Environmental Quality on Friday, was hired on Tuesday by ExxonMobil. Cooney was the guy who cooked those papers on global warming to make the GWB positions on it look a bit better. This rather reminds me of that gag in one of the mid-70s comedy movies skewering television. I think it was the Groove Tube, although I could be misremembering it. It could have been Tunnel Vision. In any event, the gag was an ad slogan that went, "Axon, the sign of the double cross." The results of Terri Schiavo's autopsy have been released, and it says everything her husband said about her condition was true. Half of her brain was profoundly atrophied. She was beyond any possible hope of recovery. She was blind and incapable of speech or awareness of any possible sort. Thus, all of the people claiming that she was seeing and conscious and speaking and responding to her surroundings, including various political and religious scoundrels, ranging from Randall Terry and Jesse Jackson to Tom DeLay, Roy Blunt, Jeb Bush, and Bill Frist, as well as attorneys Barbara Weller and David Gibbs, all of whom claimed Schiavo was doing things that autopsy proved that she just could not possibly have done. Well, of all these people, Senator Frist should at least have known better, because he is also allegedly a physician. Certainly his comments on the Schiavo situation call into question his qualifications to be either a senator or a physician. French actress Suzanne Flon has died in Paris at the age of 67, or I'm sorry, at the age of 87. Perhaps the most memorable appearances of her career to U.S. audiences were in the Orson Welles films The Trial and Mr. Arcadin, and in John Huston's Moulin Rouge. The Six Flags Amusement Park in Jackson, New Jersey has indefinitely shut down the world's fastest and tallest roller coaster because the thing has hunks of it falling off its structure. This 2 days after another attraction, the Mission Space Ride at Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, apparently caused the death of a 4-year-old boy who was allowed on it because he was tall enough, despite the fact that Disney World's own website specifies it's only for big kids and teenagers. In 2003 and 2004, that attraction sent six adults to the hospital. Disney World started using that attraction again yesterday without any changes to it at all. A brief breather here to remind you that this newscast originates from three different locations on the World Wide Web: WhiteRoseSociety.org, RadioForAll.net, and Radio.IndieMedia.org. Please offer these websites, as well as any other online or broadcast stations airing this newscast, whatever support that you can. Okay? By the way, today's newscast, actually, I'm sending to White Rose Society 2 hours later than usual because I wanted to wait to see if the local birdcage liner, specifically the La Crosse Tribune, had anything in it worth repeating. It was a mistake. It didn't. Sorry to Ben Birch about that one. Back on the regular schedule tomorrow. Lucy Richardson has died. She had been most recently a movie art director, but as a child she was a schoolmate of Julian Lennon, who had such affection for her at the time that he drew a picture of her and showed it to his father, Beatle John Lennon. When John asked Julian who it was, Julian responded, "It's Lucy in the sky with diamonds." And of course, you know what happened from there. Richardson died of cancer on June the 1st. Eerily enough, June the 1st was the 37th anniversary of the release of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, on which the song Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds first appeared. Also, to clear up any potential confusion, Lennon also told British comic Peter Cook that his daughter, Lucy Cook, had inspired that song. That Lucy is still alive and well, according to an online acquaintance of mine. Another woman named Cook, this one known legally as Mary Cook, has given Keith Olbermann a new use for his stockpile of popsicle sticks. You may have heard of Ms. Cook under her public pseudonym, Mary Carey. She's a porn star, a one-time comic performer on the Playboy TV comedy show Totally Busted, and last year she ran against Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arianna Huffington, Gary Coleman, and Larry Flint, among several dozen others, for governor of California. She got 11,061 votes at that time. On Tuesday night, Mary Cook Carey attended a Washington fundraiser where the big draw was a spiel by GWB. As it turned out, Mary was kept far away from that Bush, whom she was hoping to get some tips from about her planned run for lieutenant governor in California next year. She admits to being a Republican for most of this week. Carey told Olbermann last night that Republicans can party almost as much as porn stars. Well, I've known that for years simply by being aware of Shannon Doherty. I do also have to admit the prevailing attitude of the political left towards porn is just as bogus as the right's. It seems to me as if the left is prepared to defend how consenting adults achieve orgasm only as long as it can't be seen on paper or video. My attitude is the more Susie Brights of the world, the better. And finally, to give you an idea of what the commercial media thinks qualifies as news today, here's a web item from Cable News Network's site. Mountaineers climbing Mount McKinley are becoming ill because they're encountering virus-laden feces deposited by previous mountaineers climbing Mount McKinley. Well, at least CNN is now admitting in dealing in crap. How about Fox News? You can email me if you have any comments at thevoiceoflabor@centuretel.net. That's thevoiceoflabor, all one word, at centuretel, C-E-N-T-U-R-Y-T-E-L, .net. Until tomorrow, hopefully at the same time, actually at an earlier time, slightly earlier, a couple of hours, I'm King David McKenzie. Thanks for listening. And remember, fear in God, do not inhabit the same space. See you tomorrow.